WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome everyone to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
This is my brutality!
In your dreams, I need sleep, bleed.
Look in my eyes, look in your eyes, life, life. Look in my eyes, it's a do or die, die, die.
Look in my eyes, it's Monday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raw Potion, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Support Channel, by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use Curry Code Rocket Sucker, Lindsay and Ward in the Fortnite app for Epic Game Store, because hashtag Epic Plunder. Fortnite Nightmares is coming, so there will be a lot of stuff. We're on the road to Crown Jewel. We're here to talk about it. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
That's right, it is up and coming, and we are on the build and the road to Crown Jewel.
That
it just
week,
doesn't stop, does it?
It's going to slow down.
Please, because, God, let it slow down.
Because we got Crown Jewel, which heads into Saturday Night's Main Event, which is just a regular random show. That's not like a big PLE. Which rolls into Survivor Series, which rolls into Cena's final match. And then we're done until the end of January.
I have never been more happy to just see like December roll around in my life, just because we will get a break from all these PLEs and special events and things. Like, dear God, it's enough.
It will slow down at some point. But on this show, we had Dominic Mysterio and Rusev for the Intercontinental Championship.
This was a fun little match.
Crowd loved Dom.
He's very popular with the peoples.
He tried the old cheat and steal, throw the belt at belt gimmick. Did not work. Referee saw it right away. He was like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. But then he hit the low blow behind the referee's back. Rolled up Rusev. Retained his title.
I mean, it was a solid little match. Like, I can't complain too much. It was a lot better than I thought it would be. Like, because you just don't know how they're going to gel. Because it's like, yeah, it'll probably be good or it might not be good. You know, we don't know.
We don't know.
So,
but
like,
here we are.
So I'm not going to complain.
Can't complain that much. But the New Day were, LA Knight was complaining. Then the New Day started complaining. It led to LA Knight versus Kofi Kingston,
which I can't complain about because this was really good. Like, yeah, it was really entertaining.
It was very entertaining. LA Knight got the win. Not shocked by any of that.
As he should, because they're building him. So you need to put those W's on LA Knight.
You do have to put the W's on LA Knight. Yeah. Dragon Lee reminded us who he is, that his name is Dragon Lee, and that he is the now number one contender for Dom's AAA Mega Championship. Woo. And he's in a team with AJ Styles, and Styles hopes it Dragon Lee kicks Dom's teeth in. But AJ has a match at Crown Jewel against John Cena, and the fans are responsible for it. And he gets to do the one thing he loves most. He gets to beat up John Cena.
I was thinking about this. You know what would be absolutely hilarious just to close out John Cena's career is if they do a fan poll to decide his final opponents.
Yeah.
It would be so stupid, but it would be funny.
I mean, you could do that for the final match.
Because you're not going to have a build, you're not going to have anything, so you might as well just do it. Because, like, why not?
Good Taboo Tuesday on it and put three people in there and the fun one gets picked at the end. But
wait, where's the bingo Turner thing? The bingo sorter.
The Rumble Tumbler?
Yeah, the Rumble Tumbler. Where's the Rumble Tumbler?
You just put all the names in the Rumble Tumbler and just spin it and see what happens.
I mean, stranger shit has happened.
Stranger shit has happened. But AJ Styles and Dragon Lee took on Los Americanos, Bravo, and Rayo.
I hate it's a chain. I hate it's a franchise. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Fine, but I hate it. Like, why? Why does it have to be a franchise where it's, like, gone out into the world and multiplied? No. No. Just no. I wanted this to be done, like, the PLE after WrestleMania, and it just won't die.
It's evolved.
I hate it. It's evolved.
They're becoming European.
Yes, you won't hear me whine about it every week. They're becoming prepared.
They're becoming European Strong Style or something. Yeah. Hey, it gets those three on television.
That's the one benefit of it, but I still hate it.
AJ and Dragon Lee got the win. Solid match.
Very solid match.
We had Jackie Redmond interviewing Stephanie McCare, talking about her match against Tiffany Strand. She says she'll beat her, but then Tiffany showed up and said, it will still remain Tiffy time. And Stephanie's like, well, her time is over. And Stephanie's like, La Primera will have to learn how to get used to be coming in second. A little trash talk. A little subtle trash talk.
But we'll see about that, because I don't think Stephanie's going to be coming in second for a while. Just you know, I'm kind of convinced of that.
We shall see. It was Bailey and Raquel Rodriguez. Bailey won and Lyra at ringside. She was like, no. Good match between two. Raquel got the win with interference from Roxanne. It was a 2-on-1. Lyra made the save. She pulled her up. She pulled her close to pull her up. They got a high five.
Lyra was very sort of hesitant around Bailey. Like, she's not sure what she's getting here. If she's going to get a hug or if she's going to get a slap.
Yeah.
And Bailey was very happy to see Lyra. Like, the match itself was fine. The match was good. But, like, it was the moment after between Bailey and Lyra where Lyra's like, are you good or are you not good? I just need to know what to do here. And she was very confused the whole time that Bailey, because Bailey wasn't quite like, she was like acting like hugger Bailey, but she's kind of like pushing Lyra around a little bit.
Yeah.
So it was like,
Rhea opened Raw. She wanted to sell things with Asuka and Kairi. She called them out.
Mm-hmm.
Io came out instead. She was brokenhearted over what happened, but they're still her family. She loves them. The Kabuki Warriors came on the screen. She taught Io, Asuka says she taught Io everything she knows, and now she acts like none of it matters. She accused Io of forgetting about her once she won the Women's World title. She wanted an apology. And then they could be, you know, Kairi and Io could still remain her students. They could be family again. Rhea says Asuka could go to hell. She told Io she should trust her, not Asuka. She's been burned by her own, she knows, she's learned, she's been burned by her own family. Io apologized to Rhea, and she needed more time. She was very sad. Then Asuka and Kairi attacked from behind. 2-on-1 on Rhea. Io made the save, but she got sprayed in the face by the poison mist.
She did.
Asuka locked in the Asuka lock. Kairi hit the insane elbow on Rhea, leaving the two down and out.
This was a good little segment. A good way to open the show. Kind of continue to build on the story that they've been telling now for a few weeks with these four. And as we saw last week, where Io and Rhea kind of got jumped together, and Kairi was very hesitant to attack, but she still did it. And Kairi's kind of been trying to play middleman for a lot of people, and it's just maybe not working. But yeah, like this was all really good. Like, I like the tension that they're building in this.
Yeah.
Because you're maybe not, like, you're sure where it's going to go, but you're also not sure where this is going to go. Because it's like, could Io turn back? Could she stay face? Like, how is this going to work?
Io was being looked at. Kairi tried to, like, say, we could still be family. She pleaded Io to apologize. Io yelled at her to leave her alone. Later on, Rhea would show up, talk to Io, and set up their match at Crown Jewel, where we'd be Rhea and Io taking on the Kabuki Warriors.
I will not complain about that at all. I am so in. Let's do this.
This should be a really fun match. We had a really good video package hyping up the... It was like a back and forth Rhodes-Rollins video package talking about their history, the first part of their history. So next week we'll probably get more of it. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Their video team has been on point lately with their promotional stuff. It's been really nice. Like, I know their video team is always good, but there are just some things they do better than others, and this was really good.
They're really good with the interview video packages.
Yeah.
Akira Tozawa and Maxine were walking backstage. Becky showed up. She called Maxine a failure. Becky's like, you know, everyone calls me the greatest female of all time. Dupree's like, yeah, except for AJ Lee. Tozawa left. He got knocked down.
He did.
Dupree had to be pulled. Becky had to be pulled away. She then saw her husband. She asked if she felt better. She said a little. She asked Rollins how he was doing. He said, we'll see. Because Seth Rollins would come to the ring. Also, that says
the
Maxine.
Dressed as the Undertaker.
Dressed as the Undertaker. That said, Maxine versus Becky next week on Raw. Rollins acknowledged he's 0-3 against Cody. He said it doesn't matter. He said the winner of the match at Crown Jewel won't just win the Crown Jewel Championship, but the winner might decide the future of the industry for the next, you know, 10 to 20 years. He said there are some people who wanted Cody to win. Rollins said he'll be the better person to lead the industry into the future. He's done it right by staying with the company and pushing into the golden age. He took Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed under his ring so he could give them his knowledge. Rollins said he sacrificed everything by trying to rid the company of cancers as Reigns and Punk, yet fans stand chant for Cody. Hey, look, it's Cody. Minus Pyro.
Well, you know there's only so much budget, and it's the end of the month.
He tried to do the Pyro and was confused where it was.
Truck, just go with it.
No, they were at, like, no, the cannons were out there. They just didn't shoot. You saw them on the ramp. They just didn't shoot.
Oh, no. They had performance anxiety.
They did. Cody said, called Rollins on nonce, claiming he's fighting for the future of the industry. That seems like a bit much. Fans have all control. Cody mentioned Braun and Bronson showed up on SmackDown. Cody wondered if Rollins or Paul Heyman called. Or was it Rollins or Paul Heyman called? Rollins said every decision runs through him. So was it Seth call to have Paul introduce Brock? Rollins was like, everything runs through me. And the fans are saying, no, it doesn't. Cody said that he thought that Rollins was his friend and they teamed up WrestleMania 40. Rollins just told him to shut up. And they were never friends. You were just the lesser of two evils, basically. Rollins said that it was a means to the end. Rollins said everything that happened between them was dead and he would write a new future at Crown Jewel. Rollins says he is the only person who will lead this lead with his vision. Good stuff.
Really good stuff. I think the who's going to lead the industry for the next 20 years thing might be a little extreme because I don't know if either of them has 20 years left in them. But I understand where they were going with that. Like they are making this feel very important, very big, because it is, right? It's champion versus champion. So it should feel big. And with Seth kind of in his head a little bit, it's even more so because Cody's walking in very confident and Seth's been shaken and it's, can I actually do this? Can I beat him? Because, well, I never have. And so it's something that Seth's never done that he has to accomplish, right?
Yeah.
And can he do it on his own, or is he going to have to rely on the Bronze? And how is he going to feel about that? You know?
Oh yeah, it's very important. I saw a thing. Maybe what happens if Brock gets called to help Seth without Seth knowing?
I mean, yeah, without Seth knowing, maybe. But I would sort of like Brock to just kind of stay out of everything.
Oh no, I agree. But it was the theory. It's like, what if to help Seth win against Cody, Heyman calls in the favor of Brock. I don't know if Brock's flying all the way to Australia to do this, but it's a theory. It was a theory.
I mean, they would have to pay that man, I think, an obscene amount of money to do it. That's the only thing. I'm not saying he wouldn't. I'm just saying he would want all the monies for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know if they're going to do that, like if they're willing to pay out for that. They might be. I mean, it's Crown Jewel. It's Perth. It's a big deal. Or it is Perth.
Yeah, it's Perth.
It's like, no, wait, it's not. Yes, it is. Brain, cooperate with me, please. So they would want to make it a spectacle. They would want to make it important. So to have Brock there, despite everything, would not be a bad idea. So we'll have to see. Like, it's an interesting theory, and I like it, but I also don't like it for reasons.
For reasons.
For reasons. We'll just leave it there. Reasons.
The Usos were talking backstage, and everything going on with LA Knight, and Jay said helping Knight get him nowhere made them lose a WrestlePalooza. Jay asked Jimmy why he helped him. Jimmy said he helped and he would help Jay, who cut him off. I said, no help. Jay talked about putting LA Knight down, said he might be World Heavyweight Champion if he did more of that. Jay told Jimmy that's something he wouldn't get. Jay's like, I love you, and walked away. And that brought us to our main event. The Usos versus Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed in a tornado tag.
This was fun. I think this lent a little bit more to everybody's styles than their match at the last show.
Yeah.
Because you had a little bit more chaos, you had a little bit more shenanigans, and that works really well for the Bronze and for the Usos as well. But it's just doing a straight up tag match, I don't think that was the best idea for them. I think they do need a little bit of smoke and mirrors here. And so this helped. I don't think it was a barn burner, but it was fun to watch.
It was fun.
And thankfully nobody got split open this time.
No one got split over this time. Before the match, they were in Gorilla. Rollins was there. Heyman asked if he was okay, and Rollins was like, I have to beat him.
He's determined.
Also, the Bronze got matching jackets.
They did. They're so cute now. They're a team now. They have matching jackets.
The Usos would get the win in this matchup because it was the return of Roman Reigns.
Hey!
He's back from Australia to go back to Australia.
I was gonna say, I don't understand why he just didn't stay over there. And they do the return in Perth. Like, I don't understand why they did it like that. But okay, you made this man fly halfway around the world just to fly back the other half in like few days.
He's got 2 weeks. He's fine. He's probably been back. I mean,
not doing promotional.
He's probably been back. But yeah, Roman showed up, helped the Usos get the win. Roman and Jay were talking. Roman was like, this is what you gotta do, you gotta beat him down, and you know, all the things, and you just see Jimmy in the background questioning it all.
It's starting again, and this time Jay's on board. Who knows?
Jay's the next tribal
tables
chief.
Tables have turned.
He's OTC2.
Well, I mean, that's what the original, I think, story was that Roman wanted to elevate Jay and Jimmy, and then Jimmy got hurt, and so Roman wanted to elevate Jay, and that's how all of this kind of started, and he lured Jay in, and Jay paid for his folly in a big way. So, well, is Roman being sincere in his desire to help his cousins, or is he perhaps once again leading them down the primrose path? We will have to see.
We will have to see indeed. But that was Raw.
That was Raw. It was a good show. It was very entertaining as we continue on the build to Crown Jewel.
Indeed. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We are back live Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have, I believe, a discussion. So it's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, talking Crown Jewel. And we're back next Monday night at our normal start time around 10:30 p.m. Eastern for the Raw Post Show at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use Curry Crow, Rock and Sock, or
Lin's M-Word.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store, when you buy all the Halloween Fort Nightmare stuff and all the Genshin and Honkai Star Rail, or just whatever game you want. Because we are.
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero.
This has been a Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. We'll see you Thursday for The Rock. I'm right back here every Monday night along the airwaves with Wild Talk Radio Network. Oh!
WildTalkRadio.com.